Antigone by Sophocles. A Messenger. Scene: before the palace of Creon, king of Thebes. A central double door and two doors at the side. A platform extends the length of the stage, and from this platform, three steps lead down into the orchestra or chorus ground. Time: dawn of the day after the repulse of the Argive army from the assault on Thebes. Prologue: Antigone and Ismene enter from the central door of the palace.
Ismene, dear sister, you would think that we had already suffered enough for the curse on Oedipus. I cannot imagine any grief that you and I have not gone through. And now, have they told you of the new decree of our king Creon?
I have heard nothing. I know that two sisters lost two brothers, a double death in a single hour. And I know that the Argive army fled in the night, but beyond this, nothing.
I thought so. And that is why I wanted you to come out here with me. There is something we must do.
Why do you speak so strangely?
Listen, Ismene. Creon buried our brother Eteocles with military honors, gave him a soldier's funeral, and it was right that he should. But Polynices, who fought as bravely and died as miserably? They say that Creon has sworn no one shall bury him. No one mourn for him, but his body must lie in the fields, a sweet treasure for carrion birds to find as they search for food. That is what they say. And our good Creon is coming here to announce it publicly. And the penalty? Stoning to death in the public square. There it is. And now you can prove what you are. A true sister. Or a traitor to your family.
Antigone, you are mad. What could I possibly do?
You must decide whether you will help me or not.
I do not understand you. Help you in what?
Ismene, I am going to bury him. Will you come?
Bury him? You have just said the new law forbids it.
He is my brother. And he is your brother, too.
But think of the danger. Think what Creon will do.
Creon is not strong enough to stand in my way.
Ah, sister. Oedipus died, everyone hating him for what his own search brought to light. His eyes ripped out by his own hand. And Jocasta died, his mother and wife, at once. She twisted the cords that strangled her life. And our two brothers died, each killed by the other's sword. And we are left. But, oh, Antigone, think how much more terrible than these our own death would be if we should go against Creon and do what he has forbidden. We are only women. We cannot fight with men, Antigone. The law is strong. We must give in to the law in this thing, and in worse. I beg the dead to forgive me, but I am helpless. I must yield to those in authority. And I think it is dangerous business to be always meddling.
If that is what you think, I should not want you even if you asked to come. You have made your choice. You can be what you want to be. But I will bury him. And if I must die, I say that this crime is holy. I shall lie down with him in death, and I shall be as dear to him as he to me. It is the dead, not the living, who make the longest demands. We die forever. You may do as you like, since apparently the laws of the gods mean nothing to you.
They mean a great deal to me. But I have no strength to break laws that were made for the public good.
That must be your excuse, I suppose. But as for me, I will bury the brother I love.
Antigone, I am so afraid for you.
You need not be. You have yourself to consider, after all.
But no one must hear of this. You must tell no one. I will keep it a secret, I promise.
Oh, tell it! Tell everyone! Think how they'll hate you when it all comes out if they learn that you knew about it all the time.
So fiery! You should be cold with fear.
Perhaps. But I am doing only what I must.
But can you do it? I say that you cannot.
Very well. When my strength gives out, I shall do no more.
Impossible things should not be tried at all.
Go away, Ismene. I shall be hating you soon. And the dead will too, for your words are hateful. Leave me my foolish plan. I am not afraid of the danger. If it means death, it will not be the worst of deaths. Death without honor.
Go then, if you feel that you must. You are unwise. but a loyal friend indeed to those who love you.
Exit into the palace. Antigone goes off left, enters the chorus with Choragus.